The mikveh was first conceived with the thought that it should be in the schus of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak ben Sar Sasha from Beditchev. And it's his name that's attached, that's associated with the mikveh. He who was the source of so much tahara for the Jewish people, Ad Hayayim. And the beginning of that idea some time ago was in a discussion with my dear friend of Yehuda Behar, who has been very, very helpful in bringing this dream about. And sadly, the shleishim for his mother just finished last week, so Yehuda wants to dedicate this shiur to the memory of his mother, Yamila Bas Yehuda. Alea Shalom. A very, very special woman. And she should be Bez Hashem. Amlitz Yeshara for the entire family. And Bez Hashem, in the world of truth, she knows the truth. And that, and therefore she knows the significance, the importance of what the mikveh does for her own family and for our entire kehila. And then the Sham should have nachasim.
Amen.
There's a welt to learn. And I'm shaking because I don't have the kalim to teach the inyan of the mikveh in halacha. We're not talking about machshava or chassidus, in halacha. And Mitzvah Shem is something that we're going to have to do over the course of, I would figure, at least 15, 20 shiur. But I wanted to start before the summer, and then we'll figure out a way how to continue Mitzvah Shem after the summer. But at least to get started. That we have such a gift in our midst, that we have in Mikveh Tahara. I want it to be understood in Halacha how to use the Mikveh, and what is the Mikveh? How is it built? All the different dinim of the mikveh, the basic dinim of mikveh, is very complicated, very, very difficult. It's not taught in yeshiva. It's very hard. And we can't go into all of the pratim, but I would like that by the time we finish this series of shiurim, those who can't be in person should be able to hear the tapes. We should have a strong, strong basis in the halachas of mikveh. In terms of urgency, only because we're Eilech Yidin, we're Shomer Mitzvahs, before we know how the mikveh works, or even why we should go to the mikveh, why men should go to the mikveh, we must talk about Hilchos Shabbos. We must. Because Shabbos, we have to be careful with Shabbos. And therefore, even though we're going to spend a lot of time talking about Bechlal, what's the inyan of being Tavel in the mikveh for a man? What is the inyan altogether? And Halacha. And the background in Halacha. This Shabbos I'll begin to talk about in Machshava. On Shabbos I'll give a number of shiurim in Machshava. But the shiurim that we're going to have during the week that are going to be recorded, at least this Monday night, next Monday night, will begin to talk about the use of the mikveh on Shabbos. Mechlal, what's the hetzer to use a mikveh on Shabbos? It's something which is for most who are not raised in a chassidish or an Eretz Yisraelic background, it's something which is a chiddush. It's a chiddush. Now, I'm going to move it at a fast pace, because there's a lot to do. And that's why it's being recorded. Even though generally I'm uncomfortable recording halacha, because when it comes to inyani halacha, I prefer that it remain balta. Nevertheless, because of the difficulty of the inyan, we'll tape it and we'll have it amongst our chaver. And Simon Shimchavav, the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch is dealing with the halachas of Rechitza b'Shabbos, with the halachas of washing, of bathing on Shabbos. At the beginning of Shin Chavav and Sif Aleph, the Mechaber states clearly that it is permitted for a person to wash, even kol gufay, to bathe even his entire body, b'tzainanim, in cold water, on Shabbos. The Makor, the source of this din, is the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, where the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that the chamin also b'tzayin mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says that in hot water it is forbidden to bathe, or but sinning, and in cold water it is permitted. So far everything sounds fine. Chaber Sifal says right away that it's permitted to wash one's entire body, but sinning them in cold water. However, in the Beis Yosef and the Bach in Simen Shin Chavav, the view of the Mordechai is brought down. The Mordechai is over there in Shabbos. The view of the Mordechai is brought down that even when it comes to tzaynein, the way the Mordechai understood pshat in the Gemara is that even with cold water, the heter was not to bathe one's entire body at once, but the only heter was to pour the water al ha'evarim, different parts of the body. I guess what we would call nowadays like a sponge bath, not with a sponge, but to rinse different parts of the body, but not to immerse, not to go into a kli, into any type of a tub or a brecha or a pool. So the Beis Yosef and the Brach bring this chumrah of the Mordechai that you are not allowed to bathe even in cold water on Shabbos, only if necessary to rinse off one's limbs with cold water. La halacha, however, as I said, the Shulchan Aruch does not even bring the view of the Mordechai, and he permits washing or bathing in cold water without any conditions. There are those who say that even the Mordechai was only strict if it's in a, if it's in something which resembles a kli like some sort of a tub that could be carried from place to place. Then the Mordechai was strict that one cannot bathe in that on Shabbos. However, if it's a mikveh, or a bor, or a pit, or a mikveh, so then there are those who say that even the Mordechai was lenient. Nevertheless, be it as it may, the Mechaber does not mention this chumrah, does not mention the strict ruling of the Mordechai at all. So therefore, mi'ikra din, it's not a problem. So where does the problem begin? And everybody's thinking, so how come I haven't been showering my whole life? Especially when you get a yontif with the Shabbos, so where do the problems start? The Trumas Hadashin in Simin Reishon Nun Hei writes, Shebizmaneinu Kulei Alma Zehiri, that already in our times, Kulei Alma Zehiri, everybody is careful, Shelo Lirchait Klal B'Shabbos, these are the words of the Trumas Hadashin, not to bathe at all on Shabbos, Bein B'Nahar, whether it's in a river, Bein B'Mikveh, or in a mikveh. What's the reason why is the Trumas Hadashin strict? L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch permits bathing in cold water. We're only talking about cold water now. The Shulchan Aruch permits bathing in cold water. So the Magen Avraham in Shin Chavav Sif Kadin Ches, the Magen Avraham brings that this is Taka the Minik Pashit, that the view of the Trumas Hadashin has been universally accepted. It is the Minik Pashit. And it's interesting, it's the Minik Pashit, it seems by Ashkenazim and Svadim. It's the Minik Pashit. Why? Why not? There are three reasons. The Magen Avraham brings down three reasons. This is also quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah brings three reasons. First, and we're going to talk about this more later on, Mishum Schita, that there's a gzera, a decree for fear that people are going to squeeze out the water from the hair. That they're going to squeeze out the water from the hair. That's one problem with bathing even in cold water. Obviously, as far as schita is concerned, there's no difference if it's hot water or cold water. There is the problem of schita. We're going to talk about that later on. The second reason that the Magen Avraham brings down is because shenoisei mayim shalav arba amas bekarmelis. We're afraid of the issue of the person whose body is not going to be entirely dry. There's water that's dripping from the beard, from the hair, and so on. And as a result of that, there is going to be water that's going to be dripping, and the person's walking, dalad amis, and he's carrying, it would be a derabban, it wouldn't be a deraisa, not talking about Rosh Hashanah, but there would be an issue of carrying the water on Shabbos, that he's not completely dry, there's water that's dripping, and he'd be walking with this water while it's dripping from his hair, from his beard, on Shabbos. That's the second reason. And the third reason is, again, these we're talking about derabbanans here, these are not deraisas, they're derabbanans. The third reason is because of the prohibition of of boating or sailing, which is the reason why we don't go swimming either on Shabbos. That this might lead, it's a gzeira, that it might lead to inappropriate activities in the water. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, brings down these three reasons. Now all of this iser of the Trumas Hadeshim, which the Mogen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah both say, is a minhag poshut, not to bathe, even in cold water, one's entire body, not to bathe on Shabbos. These poskim are talking about rechitza l'shem tanug. Rechitza l'shem tanug means bathing for the purpose of enjoyment, pleasure, or because of lichluch, because of the heat and dirt and being uncomfortable. That's what they're talking about. The question is, does this apply to tefillah's mitzvah for a person who wants to be tovel, not because he's trying to cool off, not because he's dirty, but a person who's toveling for the purpose of tefillah's ezra, he wants to tovel in the mikveh because of halachic reasons, not because he's trying to cool off or to get clean. There are two reasons why a person would tovel, not because of pleasure, but two halachic reasons why a Jew, a male, would go to the mikveh on Shabbos. The first is mipnei hatumah. Now we're going to talk at the next year about the inyan of tefillas Ezra, the Gemara and Brachas, and the takana of Ezra HaSeifer, that a man, any time that there's an emission from his body, either because of relations with his wife, or because of a dream, whatever, at night, any time that happens, that there's a tumah. So there was a takana of Ezra HaSofer that we're going to talk about, that the individual should go to the mikveh before he learns, before he says a word of Torah, before he says any different Torah, before he davens. Now whether or not that's still in effect is going to be the subject of a future shiur. But that's one reason why a person would go to the mikveh Shabbos morning is because of tumah. Especially since the Ein of a Talmid Chacham is a special mitzvah, that there should be a relationship Friday night, so Shabbos morning to go to the mikveh because of the tumah. And the second reason, which is discussed much more in the Kisvei Ha'ari, is because of Tesefes Kiddusha. Even a person who did not have any emission, who is not tameh, but he wants to draw upon himself additional Madregas, additional access to the Kedusha Shabbos, which according to the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal is really only possible through Tefillah B'Mikveh on the highest level. So we have to try to understand, is a person being tovel in a mikveh, we're talking again about cold water now, we're going to get to the hot water afterwards, but is a person toveling in cold water for the purpose of mitzvah? Is it included in this isser of the Trumas Hadeshim, which is a minhag poshut, which has spread to all Jewish communities, not to bathe? Is this called bathing? So we need to understand, the psak din of the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chavav Siv Ches is, these are his words, Adam Mutter litbol mitumaso b'Shabbos. It is permitted for a person to tovel because of his tumah, because of impurity. It is permitted to be tovel. Adam mutter litbol mitumaso b'Shabbos. Now, what's the chiddush? We already learned in Sif Aleph, in the same simon in Sif Aleph, the Mechaber himself holds that a person is mutter lirchais b'tzayin in the b'Shabbos, right? Remember, the issa, the chumra, is the Mordechai in the Trumas Hadeshim. But the Shulchan Aruch itself holds that a person is allowed to bathe in cold water on Shabbos. That's not the minhag, but a person is allowed to. So why does the Shulchan Aruch have to tell us in Siv Ches that a person is mutter, that it's permitted for a person litbol mitumasai b'Shabbos, that because of tumah one is allowed to? Why should it be any worse than the, why should there be any bigger problem than a person who wants to tovel to get clean, who wants to tovel because he's hot? The reason why it's necessary for the Mechaber to tell us this heter is because we would think that perhaps it's aser. It might be aser, more so there could be a bigger problem with tefillah for the sake of tahara. It could be a bigger problem than tefillah l'shem tanig, than tefillah for enjoyment, because you know that it's forbidden to be tefillah kalim on Shabbos. You are not allowed to immerse kalim on Shabbos. Appliances, utensils cannot be tefillah on Shabbos. It's a drabbanan. Why? Because it's nirek misakein kli. Because I wasn't able to use this kli. I was not able to use this glass before I tivled it. The tiveling renders it permissible for use. Therefore, midrabanan, it's nirek misakein kli. It's not physically fixing something, but it's metaphysically fixing it so that it can be used on Shabbos. So tvilas kalim, immersing kalim in a mikvah on Shabbos, is forbidden. So the Gemara in Beitz and Daf Yud Zayin makes a chilik between kalim, appliances, utensils, and a person. And the Gemara there says that even though ein matbilim kalim b'Shabbos, dinir kemisakein mana, even though we're not allowed to tovel kalim on Shabbos, because it appears the chacham made it there because it looks like I'm fixing something, I couldn't use it, now I can use it. So even though the Gemara says there's a gzeirah when it comes to being tovel kalim on Shabbos, mikol makom, nevertheless, adam is mutaloy litpo. A person can tovel. A person can tovel. The women go to the mikveh Friday night. A person can tovel. Why? The nira kemaker. The Gemara says, because with kalim, with appliances, there's only one reason why would a person take a kli and go and put it into the mikveh, into the cold water? Why would he put it into the water? There's only one reason why a person, I mean, goyim don't do that. There's only Jews, Lahav, they'll do that they take their kalim and put him into water. Because why? There's only one reason, which is to be masak in the kalim, to fix the kalim, that they couldn't be used, and we have a din that the kalim that were purchased or that were made by goyim have to be tivled. Mashenikin, that's not the case. When it comes to a person tivling, the Gemara says in Beitz and the Yud Zayin, that there, it's near a kemaker. Near a kemaker means that one could say he's not trying to fix himself to remove tumma from his body. One would think that he's going to cool off. People, especially in warm climates, people like to go into cold water. And it's lav davka to be misakin anything, to fix something, to make himself permitted that he could have, that he could, let's say, if it's a kayin, to eat this or to do that and so on. It's lav davka because of tumma. The nirikamaika. Now, that's the chilik between kalim and a person. But you see, it's necessary for the Shulchan Aruch to tell us in Siv Ches that it's Adam is mutter litbal mitumasa b'Shabbos. Now we understand why it's necessary for the Shulchan Aruch to say that a person can tovel on Shabbos, because I might think that it's perhaps a din of what? Of being misak and mana. Perhaps it's the same isser as being tovel, as toveling a kli. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siv Katan Chav Dalet, the Mishnah brings this chilik and then writes, "Va'afilu im ha'es kar." So we're not living in a warm climate, or even if it's the winter, that's a cell. It's not. So it's cold. So the Chofetz Chaim says, even if it's cold, "V'gam ha'mayim sruchim," and the water is dirty. And even if the water is dirty, "Shein derech lirchoitz behem." So you might say, who goes cooling off in it's cold outside, and the water is not clean. So Chofetz Chaim says, "Mikomakom lefomim kishadam baman haderech umaluch lach betit vitzaya." Chofetz Chaim says, still, remember that people did not have running water and plumbing. So the Chofetz Chaim says, therefore, even though it's cold outside, a person feels dirty, and they were maluchlich with schmutz and stuff and filth. So the Chofetz Chaim says that a person will go and bathe himself. So haderech lirchatz af beil, people are not so makpid, the men are not so makpid. They'll go into a mikveh, into a bath, even if it's cold outside, if the weather's cold, and the water is not so clean. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says that there is no iser for the person to tovel in cold water on Shabbos, because that heter of the Gemara of Mira Kameikar, that it seems like he's just cooling himself off, that applies regardless of the temperature outside, the climate, and regardless of how clean or how dirty the mikveh is. The Chofetz Chaim is explaining to us that the heter of Mira Kameikar, that it doesn't look like he's repairing anything, but he's just cooling himself off, that heter is in effect. Now here, Rabbi Yisai, we already have a huge machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon. The Magen Avraham in Sifkat Ches, everything here is in Shin Chavav. The Magen Avraham in Sin Chavav, it's very good if you have a chance to look in the poskim. The Magen Avraham in Sifkat Ches, he brings the head of the Shulchan Aruch. He brings the din of the Shulchan Aruch that one can tovel in cold water on Shabbos. And then he brings down the old Isser from who? Remember? The Trumas Hadeshen. But the Trumas Hadeshen says that the minig now is that nobody bathes even in cold water of any type on Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham ends after bringing the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen is machmir with any kind of bathing. And the Magen Avraham concludes, Mikol makom nira demutel litbar lekaryov. The Magen Avraham says it seems that the din is that if a man is tameh, that if he needs to go to the mikveh, he's tameh. He doesn't talk about tesefes kedusha. We'll talk about that in a minute. He says if a person is tameh, a man is tameh from the night before. So the Magen Avraham says that it's mutter litbal kari of kaven. He says din rabbanan hu. Since he says the whole inyan of tovling in the mikveh, when this Tvilas Ezra, tovling in a mikveh to remove that impurity of the seed, of the zera, that whole Tvila is Drabanan, it's not Midaraisa, it's from Ezra HaSofer. Therefore, the Magen Avraham says we can be lenient, that he's not Be'emes Mesakein really, is not really a tikkun, because Midaraisa, remember the Midaraisa, even after one goes to the mikveh, we're still Tmeim. We don't have what? We don't have a paraduma, and we're all tmei meis. So have you really been misaking yourself? Could any of us go into the Beis HaMikdash after going to the mikveh? Terech says, no, we can't go to the Beis HaMikdash after the mikveh. So the Magen Avraham says, Sasof kol sof, the tikkun is a tikkun from Ezra HaSofer, it's a choshev thing, but it's Drabanan. And we have the heter of what? The Gemara that says is Nira Kemekar, the heter that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like that heter that what? That we could say that the guy's just cooling off. And therefore, even though we have the chumrah of the Trumas Hadashen, the Magen Avraham says it does not apply to going to the mikveh to tovel oneself because of tumah. It does not apply. So the Trumas Hadashen's chumrah, which was universally accepted, not to go bathing, not to go swimming, not to go into a cold bath or to a cold shower on Shabbos, that does not extend, according to the Magen Avraham, that does not extend to toveling in a cold mikveh. The Machzah Shekel and the Bir Halacha bring down that Bizman Hazeh, we're going to talk a lot about this in Mitzvah Shem in the following Shiurim, that Bizman Hazeh, that the Tvila of Ezra that we tovel from Tumah, the Tumah, that Tvila is not even a Drabanan anymore. Because the Tvila's Ezra, as we're going to learn, was nullified. For different reasons that we're not going to get into right now, it was nullified because it was something that the Jewish people were not able to observe. It was too difficult to observe. And again, we're going to have a long discussion about that. But the Chofetz Chaim in Bir Halacha, the Machzah Shekel, and the Nimuke Erech Chaim, who's the author of Nimuke Erech Chaim? The Minchas Olaza, the Mukat Sharav, who wrote a very, very important tshuva there in the Nimuke Chaim, not tshuva, Seif Katan in the Nimuke Erech Chaim. So nowadays the Tvilas Ezra is not even a tikkun drabanan. It's not even a takana drabanan. It's a chumrah. It's a stringency. It's a stringency. Therefore, it's not misakein. It's not really repairing anything, even on the level of a drabbanan. This heter of the Magen Avraham was brought down lahalacha by the Chayei Adam, and it's very important to note the Chayei Adam. Who was the Rebbe of the Chayei Adam? Huh? The Goyin. The Vilna Goyin is the Rebbe of the Chayei Adam. It's brought down by the Chayei Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan as well, by Nevada Kirov. The Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim, explains that originally there was a Shaila, there was a possibility of being strict here, originally, because then at a time when the Tevila, when Tevilin was Taka, a repair, it did bring a tikkun, because then you're allowed to eat taharis and go to Beis HaMikdash and Karbonis and Kain could have Truma and so on and so forth. So then there would have been a reason perhaps to be machmir. Even the Shulchan Aruch is not machmir, but there would be a havamina to be strict. Masha Enikin the Bir Halacha says that nowadays the whole inyan is what? To prepare for davening and learning. It's really a chumrah, a stringency, to prepare us that our davening and learning, is that it should be on a higher level, our davening and learning. And the chiyuv, the obligation for Tfilas Ezra has already been removed. It's no longer in effect. It was once an obligation on every male who was tamei to Tevil, for davening and for learning. It's no longer an obligation to Tevil Tfilas Ezra. Therefore, the Bir Halacha says, the entire purpose of going to a mikveh nowadays is not because of Takanas Ezra, but it's because of to add Kedusha. It's not to remove Tumah. Removing Tumah is repairing, is fixing. That could be a problem on Shabbos. But now we're no longer repairing or fixing anything. We're doing that because of the Chumrah that we're taught in the Zohar, in the Kisveri, that by Tevilin one is able to add Kedusha and to give more and more energy to his davening and to his learning. And therefore it's not considered to be Mesakin, and that's how the Bir Halacha explains the heter of the Magen Avraham, despite the Chumrah of the Trumas Hadeshen, who forbids bathing in cold water on Shabbos. Along these lines, there's a tshuva from the Rav of Yerushalayim, the Minchas Yitzchak Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Tes of his Shuvas Semen Lamed Dalet writes a very important thing. The Minchas Yitzchak explains that Bizman Hazeh, in our days, thousands of people all over, wherever there are religious Jews, thousands of men go to the mikveh on Shabbos morning. And nobody even thinks, well, that must be that the guy's Tameh. The whole beginning was it's near Kimasakin. When people were going really for Tfilas Ezra, then they understood that this person was either together with his wife or for other reasons something came out from his body. So everybody knew when he came to the mikveh Shabbos morning, it's like he was wearing a sign, Tfilas Ezra. But the Minchas Yitzchak says that now it's become such a common thing for people to tevil in the mikveh that Jews go to the mikveh Shabbos morning for Tosefes Kedusha, for more Kedusha. That what? Shuvi says, Mimele, he says, we could be Mekel, even if a person is going for Tfilas Ezra, no one's thinking that he's going to do what? Any repair work to remove Tumah. No one thinks like that. No one's thinking this guy's coming to the mikveh because of this. Everybody thinks the reason the guy's in the mikveh is the same reason I'm going to the mikveh. I'm going to the mikveh because it's Shabbos morning, we're tumbling in the mikveh, not because he's trying to fix or to repair this problem with Tumah. So the Minchas Yitzchak says that because of that, certainly nowadays, it might have been once upon a time, certainly Bizmanenu, it's loy mechzik misakin. It does not have the appearances of being misakin anything. And nobody thinks such a thing. This approach is brought down also in the Tshuvas and the Hanhogas of Rav Moshe Sternberg, Zolgezun Zayn, in the second Chelek Simen Reish. And there, Rav Moshe Sternberg says, even a bigger Chiddush. Rav Moshe Sternberg, by the way, is a descendant of the Vilna Gaon. Rav Moshe Sternberg writes that Bizman Hazeh, even a Goyin, even a Vilna Gaon would permit a person tevilling Shabbos morning in cold water, permit tevilling in cold water because of Tumah. not for Tesebis Kedusha, but for Tumah. That even the Vilna Gaon would permit such a thing. And the Svara is the same as the Minchas Yitzhak. Since the main concern of the Vilna Gaon was that it appears that a person is being misakein, that something is being removed, something is being repaired. So therefore, the Tshuvas of Hanhagas Rav Sternberg says that nowadays, that's not what people think. They think they're just going to the person going to the because it wants to be more Shabbos day. Therefore, he says that even the Vilna Gaon he believes would be maskim to be tovel in cold water Shabbos morning for Tvilas Ezra, not for Tesavis Kedusha, but for Tvilas Ezra. And Rav Sternberg ends that tshuva by saying that he's surprised and very, very shocked that he sees that leaders. He says, "Gedolei Litva," that there are Rosh Yeshivas, that there are great people among the Litvisher Rosh Yeshiva who are not careful to be Tovel Tvilas Ezra, who don't go to the mikveh, not during the week and not on Shabbos. And he says, "This we know that the Vilna Gaon was makpid his entire life to go to the mikveh Tvilas Ezra." So Rav Sternberg says that even if you're worried about Toveling on Shabbos, because of the issues of Shabbos and the Vilna Gaon's, the Vilna Gaon Lamaisa was strict when it came to tefillin on Shabbos. He was also very concerned about schita with the hair. So even Rav Sternberg says that the Litvisher don't want to go on Shabbos. But why is it that the Litvisher don't go for Tevilas Ezra during the week when the Gaon was very makpid, as we know from Maisei Rav, from his Talmidim, and the Talmidim of his Talmidim was very makpid Lamaisa. As far as Shabbos is concerned, As far as Shabbos is concerned, it seems that the main reason that the Gro was machmir, that the Gaon did not want people to go on Shabbos to the mikveh, even Tvilas Ezra to the mikveh on Shabbos, whether it was cold, certainly not if it's hot, but even a cold mikveh, was because of the issue of the hair and water, which we'll talk about at the end what that problem is. What's interesting, however, is that I already mentioned to you that the Chai Adam, his student, and the Aruch HaShulchan, who was in modern times considered to be the greatest posek among the non-Hasidic Eidos, he was Nevada Karov, was Mekel. And we know for a fact that the Talmidim and the Talmidim of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon did go to the mikveh on Shabbos, al Tfilas Ezra. Rav Shmuel Misalant went, the Chavetz Chaim was known to go to the mikveh every Shabbos. When you can look at the Biur Halacha, look at the Mishnah Berurah, go back and forth. He says like this and like that. Lemaisa, there are eyewitnesses who are still alive. That saw the Chavetz Chaim went every Shabbos to mikveh, and he was certainly makpid during the week for Tfilas Ezra, and so did the Chavetz Chaim's great disciple, Rabbi Chana Wasserman, and many, many other great tzaddikim, the Prushim in Yerushalayim. People think that everybody in Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim is a chassid. That is absolutely not true. Many, many of the Jews in Mei Sharim, in the yeshuvim of the old neighborhoods in Shari Chesed, and other neighborhoods of Yerushalayim, they go in strimals and with gold coats, and those are not Hasidim. Those are descendants of the Vilna Gaon students. And they're called Prushim. They're Ashkenazim. They daven Nusach Ashkenaz. And they're not Hasidim. They wear a Yerushalayim. That's the Levush. The garments are a Yerushalayim or Levush. Rav Kook also wears a Spodik. And Rav Yitzchak Zalman Meltzer wears a strimal. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wears a strimal. Rav Shlomo Shravan wears a strimal. It's a Levush of Yerushalayim. The Prushim in Yerushalayim, the Ashkenazim and Yerushalayim go to the mikveh Shabbos. These are the descendants of the students of the Vilna Gaon who came to Eretz Yisrael and settled in Hebron and Yerushalayim and in Tzvas. These are the descendants, and they go to the Maaseh. They go to the mikveh on Shabbos. The Igros Moshe of Moshe Feinstein in the fourth chelik of Aruch Chaim Siman Ayin Dalet. Rav Moshe says, "Noyegim lahakel b'tzaynein." The custom is to be makel, to be lenient, to go and toivel in cold water. In the Orchos Rabbeinu, that's the Stipler, he didn't write that, but that was one of his close disciples who wrote Minhagim of the Stipler, it's brought down that even though the Chazayin Ish himself did not agree with the going to the mikveh on Shabbos and Yontif, he did not agree, nevertheless, for Tosefes Kedusha, those who just go all the time, nevertheless, the Chazon Ish only said things like that privately, but he never came out publicly to protest mikvahs, all the mikvahs in Bnei Brak being open, and the widespread use of mikvahs by Hasidim and non-Hasidim. The Chazon Ish did not protest, and if he would have felt that it's forbidden, certainly the Chazon Ish would not have allowed it in Bnei Brak. And as far as Tvilas Ezra is concerned, a person who became Tomei Friday night, or a person who was Tomei during the week and didn't have a chance to go to the mikveh, there the Chazon Ish, we know befeirush that the Chazon Ish was Mekel, that for Tvilas Ezra, that one can go. The only thing he himself didn't agree with is that if you did not have to go for the Tomei, the Chazon Ish felt that it was better to be strict like the Goyim, like the Gra, and not to go stomp to the mikveh to be more Shabbistic. That the Chazon Ish did not care for, but even that, the Chazon Ish never publicized, never protested publicly about the mikvahs and Bnei Brak being open for that purpose. So, Lemaisa, why is it that it's become so widespread that even the Talmidim of the Gra and the Talmidim of the Talmidim of the Gra and the Gedolei Litta all were in favor of this? We're going to talk about this much more later on when we discuss Tfilas Ezra. It's important to take note even now that in general, all Jews are afraid of the Arizal. You know that. Everybody's afraid of the Arizal. That's across the board. The Vilna Gaon was such a person that even though he had unbelievable yira for the Arizal, the Vilna Gaon, as you know, was the person who disagreed and was in that world on that level, but the Ari HaKadosh, it says Befeirush in the Shara Kavanas of the Arizal, when the Arizal is going through the Shabbos schedule, and it says Befeirush in the Shara Kavanas, Shachris Shabbos, says Befeirush to go to the mikveh. And that's what it says in the Kisvei HaAri. And that was why it was never questioned. Certainly from that time, it was never questioned by the Svardim. There was never a question of whether to go or not to go. And there was never a question about the Chassidim to go or not to go. And here, by the way, it could be also explained, according to Halacha, there's a tshuva in the Laharis Nosson from Nosson Gishtetner. In the fourth chalik of Laharis Nosson, page 44, he quotes the Ksavim. Ksavim means the Arizal. He quotes from the Ari. Listen. The Roi Leo Zoriz Ma'oid Betvila Shachris Mishavis. A person should be very, very Zoriz, should be very meticulous and careful to go what? To go to the mikveh Shabbos morning. Shaha'adam Yoitse Mikdusha Likdusha. Because by going to the mikveh Shabbos morning, obviously you're not going from Tumah to Kedusha, Chas v'Shalom, you're a Tayfel Friday. So what's happening Shabbos morning? The Arizal said, you're going from one level of Kedusha to a higher level of Kedusha, Shabbos morning. Because the level, the Kedusha of the holiness of the day of Shabbos is much greater than the holiness of the night of Shabbos. So why is it that we all feel more excited about Shabbos night? That's because we're just, you know, we had a rough week. You know, and you come to Shabbos, it's a chiddush. And it's, you know, more relaxing. But in terms of Kedushas Shabbos, as we progress, it gets higher. Till you come to Mincha, which is Raivad Arayvin. Atayachad Vishimcha. The Nochain Lidbol, and the Arizal said, therefore, it's proper to Tayvel Shabbos morning when going from one level of Kedusha to a higher level of Kedusha. Dumya, this is compared, this resembles what? The ben begid le begid, ben avoid la avoid, the shall kohen gadol yom kippur. This resembles the kohen gadol. Now anybody who's concentrating at all by Musaf on Yom Kippur, if you're still holding cup, then you know that to be the kohen gadol yom kippur was an avoida kosher b'mikdash. You have to be pretty agile, because the whole day the avoida was unbelievable. Anything that could be done by another kohen was done, but just what the kohen gadol himself had to do. And if you're following the changing of the begadim of the garments and the toveling the mikveh each time from one begad to another begad. Now you can't say the Arizal saying you can't say that he's going from tumah chas v'shalom to tahara. The kohen gadol was tahar b'chol mini tahara. Yom Kippur was pure. But the union of toveling between one avoid and the other avoid in Yom Kippur was not from Tumah to Tahara. It's from Tahara to what? To higher levels of Tahara. So the Arizal says that the Tevil in the Mikveh Shabbos morning is the Me'ein, resembles the Tevil in the Mikveh of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur from Begodim to Begodim, Begdezor, Begdelovin, from one avoid to the other avoid. That's what the Arizal says. Adkan, Rav Nosson Gishtetner brings from the Ari. And then he says the following. Ulefize, Rav Nosson Gishtetner paskins. That all of those Shabo beside Hashem, that means all Jews who are concerned, who believe in the Arizal, in the secrets of Torah, V'yodu Mailas HaTvila B'Shabbos, and they knew the great significance of tivling on Shabbos. He says, Loi nohogu me'oilun be'isser rechitza b'Shabbos. They never accepted upon themselves the isser rechitza, the Trumas Hadeshin. You remember we said that what? That already it's nespashet, that the Trumas Hadeshin's chumra has already spread to all Jews, which is what's the chumra of Trumas Hadeshin, by say? Not to bathe in cold water on Shabbos. That's the, then we don't shower, we don't take baths on Shabbos. And the isser, the chumra of Trumas Hadeshin has already spread to all Jews. Sfad and Ashkenazim has spread to all Jews. Rav Nosson Gishtetner suggests that when it comes to tevila b'mikveh, again, we're talking about cold water, when it comes to tevila Shabbos morning, those who are boim beside Hashem, those who are always attached to the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh, that what? The same way Reb Nosson says that there was that the chumra of the Trumas Hadeshin never affected women, correct? It never affected women. Women always went to the mikveh Friday night. They were never makabel any kind of a chumra from Trumas Hadeshin, because of the significance of the tevilas mitzvah of a woman. So Rav Nosson Gishtetner suggests that those who are boim beside Hashem, that the trumas, that the chumra, this chumra of the Trumas Hadeshin was never accepted b'chlal by those Jews who were careful with what? With tevilas Ezra, with toivling l'shem kedusha Shabbos. It was never accepted. Because it's not a rechitza l'shem tanning, it's not a rechitza for the purpose of getting clean or for cooling off. It's a rechitza which, according to the Ari HaKadosh, is a very, very holy matter. Therefore, since they were, he suggested, may oilam, just like women, were never ever knowing to be machmir, not to go to mikvah Shabbos. So too, those who are boim beside Hashem, who tried to keep them in hagma of the Arizal, they never ever makabel the chumra of the Trumas Hadeshin. It was not mispashe, it never spread to those Jews who were already doing this before the Trumas Hadeshin lived. That they were keeping this, that they were tevil because of the significance that it has upi Kabbalah, and therefore he says, since they were never noig any iser rechitza, they were never makabel an iser rechitza. All Jews who tried to keep them in the hagam of the Arizal, that doesn't mean you have to be, you know, a tzaddik and a kaddish, but Jews who want to keep what the Arizal said we should try to keep to live up to his expectations as a Jew. So all of those Jews, he said, the bechlal were never noig to be strict not to go to mikveh. At Kan Rabbi Sai, we're talking only about a cold mikveh. Cold. Not warm. Cold. The shaila is, to what time should we go to? Another 5-10 minutes, I don't know. Yeah. Okay, another 5 minutes. What about a hot mikveh? Here it's much, much more complicated. The hot mikveh is much more complicated. The reason it's more complicated is because it's a beferish gemara. It's a beferish gemara. And you can try to find all different types of heating. From the old days, by the old chassidim, when they used to just put hot pots into the mikveh before, and they used to cover up the mikveh to keep it warm from Friday. To keep it warm. To the most modern technology with thermostats and clocks and so on. Mostly now it's thermostats. It's very, nowadays they don't make mikvahs that have to need, they need a Shabbos clock to heat up. Mostly it's made with thermostats, with radiators and thermostats. How you warm it up, we'll talk about afterwards. But there's a beferish, a gemara in Shabbos and Daf Mem. It's a sugya, that's the sugya that we began with. And that gemara tells us that there's a gezeiras machatzoyes, and that means that it's an issur d'rabbanan. It's clearly an issur d'rabbanan to wash oneself, kol gufay, one's entire body in hot water, even if the water was heated on erev Shabbos. That's why to resolve this problem, we have to deal even with the water that was heated erev Shabbos. Lo yitzuyu that I left on, that I turned off all heating elements by candle lighting. Lemaisa, in other words, I'm not using a thermostat, I'm not using a clock. No heating is taking place Shabbos itself. It's all hot before, like they used to do, and they would cover it, like you cover a troll. They would put a cover over the mikveh, and the first one that would come in to the mikveh Shabbos morning would take off the cover. Even if the water is heated Erev Shabbos, the Gemara Lamaisa says that you're not allowed to bathe your body in hot water even if the water was heated Erev Shabbos. It's a Beferish Gemara.
Is it
a Chametari? No, not from a Chametari now. Chametari has different dinim. We're not getting into that right now. We don't need to go into that. It's a whole different dinim. Talking about that Huchmu Aideyad, that a human being heated up this wood. Not only that, but you look in the Gemara, it's even after the Roiv Gufay. Even if it's not the whole body, it's Roiv HaGuf with hot water that was heated Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to. So you know, the baby, there's a cool, the baby's having a terrible rash, so we don't know what to do, and so they take water that was heated from before Shabbos, that was boiled up before Shabbos, and have to use it. We're not going to get into that right now. That we can be makel for a little part of the baby's body, not to bathe the whole baby, not, but for a little part of the baby's body, and how it should be done properly, and so on. Okay. But kol haguf, mehecha tesa, where is there a heter for a Jew to tovel in a mikveh cham, in a hot mikveh Shabbos? Ad kedekach, this is for the women. There's a tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Yud Aleph. Sha'atayv lois below Shabbos b'chamin. He was talking about women who go into a hot mikveh. Now you'll never find anywhere mikvehs for women that are not hot these days. The Chacham Tzvi said that women who toivel in a hot mikveh Friday night, Isurei Avda. They're doing an Isur, they're doing an Aveira. Vishari le mikraya avaryana, and we can call these people who are doing these women, or the men who are telling them that it's okay, the women didn't know, the men who are making these mikvahs, who are allowing these mikvahs to be healed up, that they should be hot for the women Friday night. The Chacham Tzvi says that these are avaryanim. Avaryanim means that they're doing an avera. It's not a nice thing to an avaryanim. It means not just it's like a rishus. Umenadnalei, and you could put somebody into chayrim. These people who are allowing this should be put into chayim, should be excommunicated. So we stop here, it doesn't sound so good. Doesn't sound, Chacham Tzvi is a pachad. Betzim, let's just end with this. We'll begin to talk about the resolution next time. Betzim, what is the problem? Why is there an additional inyan midrabanan to go in hot water, even hot water that was heated before Shabbos? If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, and it relates to the Mefarshim from the Gemara. This gezeira that was called in the time of Chazal gezeiras machetzois, which means the gezeira of bathhouses. Later on, it was called Balon, but it's the Gzeiris Machetzois. The Gzeiris here was, like many other Gzeiris, when it comes to using the stoves in the kitchen on Shabbos, the Gzeiris was that there was a fear that water would be heated up on Shabbos. And the Gzeiris was made, a decree, that lest one come to heat up additional water on Shabbos, we are not allowed to use hot, we're not allowed to bathe at all in warm water, in hot water on Shabbos. Therefore, Tzarech Iyun will end tonight with Tzarech Iyun. We know that Sof Kol Sof, certainly with women, Nispashta HaMinog, that the minig has spread to all kehilas, Ashkenazim, Svardim, Chasidim and non-Chasidim, that the minig is certainly that women are toveling at least in warm, if not hot, mikvahs on Friday night. And the question that we're going to discuss next week is, how is that possible? And what is the heter to use warm mikvahs, to use hot mikvahs on Shabbos? And when we're using a hot mikvah, how must it be used on Shabbos? There's special dinim, and how it should be heated, and how it should be used. And then we're going to talk next week also about the issue of schita, and what the Vilna Gaon was so upset about. The issue of schita, and then, Mitzvah Hashem, if we have time to begin, we'll start to talk about the whole inyan bechlal of Tevilas Ezra Bizman Hazeh. Shkoyach.